So, I was reflecting on my threesome experiences recently, and I've realized that I've only had threesomes in the month of March. Like, every threesome that I've had has literally been in the month of March. Now, I don't know if that is because the universe just wants to shower me with an abundance of love during the month of March. Or not, but also March is the month that National Threesome Day falls under. So I don't know, maybe I'll be manifesting threesomes during the month of March because when March roll around, y'all know I'll be like, Happy Threesome Day. And people be thinking I'll be making shit up, but no, March 3rd is literally National Threesome Day, right? Now, I have not had a threesome on the actual day of National Threesome Day, but I feel like every March, again, I always say happy, threesome day. And then for whatever reason, in the coming weeks after that, I end up having a threesome. Now, first threesome was a couple years ago in 2021. Then I had three threesomes in the year of 2022. Skip 2023, and then now we're here for an updated threesome episode because obviously March has just ended and I had another threesome, y'all. So it's something about the month of March. I don't even want to just say that National Threesome Day is, for me, it's a month. Clearly, March is the month where I have threesomes. I have not a threesome in any other month, and it might be a reason for that. So today's episode is actually going to be about threesomes. Kind of touched on threesomes a little bit in a previous episode, but we're going to talk about my updated threesome experience because it was pretty dope. It was a different type of experience, and I'll get into that in a little bit. So we're going to hop right into it.
It's your freak hostess, Jody, and you're tuned into Provocative.
No one knows what it means, but it's provocative.
I will marry a nigga off some dick, because everything else we can work on.
And I have sporadic periods of excessive masturbation. I really like how that just sounded.
If I fuck you once and it's good, I'm gonna keep fucking you. Because I didn't start sucking dick until college.
Blew in that man's butthole. That shit is wicked. That shit is.
But before we hop into my threesome experience, I'm actually trying out a new format with the show. So this is going to be the first run through of the format of the show. So we're going to start every episode off with a hoe fashion. So if you are listening to this, you can DM me, you can call, you can email your hoe confessional. Okay, so we're going to start off every episode with a hoe fashion. I'm actually going to give you the vocabulary word of the day. That's going to be a whole nother segment as well. So because we are starting off this episode with the hoe fashion, I'm going to give you the vocabulary word of the day. And the vocabulary word is actually hoe fashional. So what the fuck is a hoe fashional, Jody? Glad you asked. Glad you're curious. So a hoe fashional is a formal statement admitting that you are guilty of being a hoe. Okay, it's just like if you were to go and talk to your holy priest and confess your holy sins, right? So that is what we're going to do at the beginning of every episode. So feel free to, again, send in whatever whole professional story that you want to share with me, and I'll read it on the episode. And I have one today, and it relates to today's topic, so it's kind of juicy. So today's professional, today's anonymous professional, of course, because I'm not going to tell you guys who shared the information, but definitely had me go, oh my goodness, tell me more. So this particular wholesome young woman had her first threesome in high school with two dudes. She was given one guy head. And the other guy was doing anal. So she was literally giving one guy a head and she was doing anal. First of all, on the one hand, I want to say like, oh my God, you was doing anal in high school. But on the other hand, I'm like, damn, me too. So I can't even judge. Not even mad at you, girl. Get that booty up. So The first threesome was with two dudes. She was giving one guy head, and one guy was doing anal, and a piece of dookie fell out her butt. Then she says, the problem was I ate hella strawberries in the morning before getting there. I got dropped off to the school, ditched out the back door. So she got dropped off to her school. She ditched and went to another school. She says, I was fucking Kenwood niggas back then. So I just, obviously, this anonymous person is from Chicago. She was fucking Kenwood niggas. And she said, me and my ex was into some freaky ass shit early. We went into his building's gym bathroom with him and another half white man from Louisiana. I'm going to pause there. What the fuck is a half white man? Half white man is crazy. Half white man is crazy. She says, so she's referring to the half white man as Louisiana moving forward. So she says, Louisiana was tearing my shit up from the back. I'm clenching my stomach the entire time, though, because I knew I had to shit midway through. He pulled out. And out came the turd. Out came the turd. And he got some tissue, scooped the turd up, and kept going. I guess you got to see it through. And she says, I was still real new to anal because I was a sophomore in high school. So, there's a lot going on here. First of all, this is the type of experience that grown-ass women wish they can experience, right? Because a lot of women have this MFM fantasy. A lot of women have this MFM fantasy, but because of the way in which we've been programmed to view sex, we don't give ourselves permission in a lot of ways to outwardly admit that we want to experience certain types of pleasure. Now, this particular woman said, look, I knew early that I was with the freaky shit. I love that for you. I love that you were able to explore that early. Not gonna hold you. A lot of us was doing shit that we ain't had no business doing in our teenage years. That said, the experience happened. The experience was what it was. Again, a lot of people be wanting to have these types of experiences when they grown. So, look. Hell, what, I'm supposed to tell you do some Hail Marys or some shit. Yo ass, wow, I love that for you. Keep being, like, just, you know, keep doing you. I'm pretty sure if this is what you was doing in high school, yo ass, wowing now. And I love that for you. I love that for you. I'm pretty sure you have a very fulfilling sex life. Yeah, y'all know I have not had an MFM threesome. That is not something that I think I even have a desire to experience. I think I'm cool with being overstimulated in the sense of having a threesome with another woman and then, like, just having that experience. Because here's the thing. This is why I don't really care too much about an MFM, y'all. Because the average man is not really cutting the bill when it comes to my sexual, like, being sexually compatible with me. So why the fuck would I double that? Like, if I get one person that I'm like, you know what, this is good, I really like this, I'm gonna stick with this, it's not a good chance that you're gonna run into two people that's gonna be able to, like, really fulfill you sexually and then to fuck them at the same time. Like, the odds are not in your favor, just in terms of the statistics. Like, 80% of women are not coming from penetration alone anyway. So to me, it's not that deep. It's not that deep for me. I do want to get strapped by a female, though. Definitely do. But that's because I also want to be able to strap back. So there's that. I'm going to move into, well, I already did the vocabulary word of the day because, again, we're starting out with a whole fashion for every episode. So it was only right that I gave y'all the vocabulary word of the day. So the vocabulary word will be in every episode as well. So you guys can expect to expand your holy grammar, on every episode of Provocative moving forward. So looking forward to that. Now, into the main topic, into the whole finale, the what you guys have been waiting for, right? My updated threesome story of mine. So I will say this. This was a new experience. So y'all heard about the last two experiences where it was with, because I only really talk about the last two couples. I don't talk about the first couple. And I don't talk about the first couple because the first couple was whack. Like, that's why I just kind of like bury that in my memory. I don't really talk about that threesome because there's nothing really to report, right? Super mid. But married couple, I always talk about how like I love them, I adore them. Like, I'll hit up, you know, my wife and be like, yo, how you doing? How, you know, like we're super cool. Like all three of us will hop on FaceTime, like super cool, right? And then baby mama and her guy or whatever, that was a one-time thing. But again, super dope experience. It was cool. I told y'all a lot of juicy details with that. Now, in the more recent situation, this was the first time I was not the third person. So I was not the unicorn in the room, guys. So that is new for me. That's kind of like new territory for me, not to be the third person being brought into a situation. So I was able to wear a different hat, which was dope for me. I definitely think that because I'm more dominant now sexually than when I first started on my kink journey, I know how to navigate that space, especially because, again, I'm not new to this. I haven't had a ton of threesomes, but I've had quality threesomes, and I've had enough to know how to navigate the energy in the room. So super dope experience to not be the third in a situation. Now, the difference here was that technically we did go, all three of us were out. But it was not like one of those situations where we knew when we were out partying that it was going to lead to a threesome, because that is not how the night kind of happened. However, once the ball started rolling, it was definitely dope. Like, I'm not mad at how things kind of like came together. I was looking good. The lady that joined me and the guy that I've been having sex with, like the lady that joined us, she looked good. I looked good. He looked good. We were some good looking motherfuckers. The energy was dope. What was interesting about this threesome was that me and him were already having sex. Like, we were already having sex. It's not like the threesome happened from start to finish. It started with me and him having sex and then us inviting her midway through sex. So that was different. This threesome experience was literally unlike any of the other threesome experiences that I had, because in the past, I was out kicking it with the other two couples. Again, this is a situation where I was not the third. I was out kicking it with the other two, the other couples. And then I kind of knew at a point before we got to having, you know, before we got there, that's like, okay, this is kind of, I'm putting two and two together. The dots are lining up. Now, that's not to say that me and the guy that I've been having sex with haven't talked about like the possibility of a threesome, because we have. Like, we've had the conversation of like, oh, okay, like, yeah, we could have a threesome. Like, you know, we were both in agreement with eventually doing that. Did we know it would happen that night? Of course not. But again, I think it's one of those things where it's like you throw it out there and then it's like when the opportunity presents itself, then great, amazing. Let's get to it. So me and him are, first of all, we leave where we were. We were out partying. We leave where we were. I'm sucking his dick from the whole ride, like literally the whole ride. And what'd be interesting about that for me is that of course, I'm not like, how do I want to say this? Okay, I'm going to just say it. I'm sucking dick for like maybe 35 minutes. Like, it's like a good 30, 35 minutes. It probably wasn't that long, but it was a decent drive. It was a decent drive. We went from the north side to the south side, so it was definitely a decent drive. I want to say it was probably like 30 minutes, right? So suck a dick for like 30 minutes. That's cool. Like, I'm vibing. I'm doing what I'm doing. He over here like, you know, like, stop, but not, don't stop, because it's like, he over here like, motherfucker, I'm driving, like, I don't want to crash. And I'm over here like, well, I don't know how to, like, halfway suck dick. I'm going to, like, suck dick. And it's like, but I feel like in doing that, we're participating in edging at that point, because it's like, all right, cool, I'm suck. And then you like, stop, I'm driving. And I lift my head up, look at him, and then he put my head right back down. Okay, cool, you clearly don't want me to stop, but you don't want me to keep doing that one thing that I be doing that would possibly, you know, get us into a car accident. So that's cool. All right, we play that little game, right? Then we makes it to my crib, and then we go inside. We, you know, we're having sex. Cool. I like to record. He knows that I like to record. So he pulls his phone out or whatever. Okay, cool. That's fine. Then he FaceTimes someone. He FaceTimes the young lady, right? Now, before he even does that, he said, I'm finna line up a threesome. And I say, with who? And he shows me her picture. Now, this is someone that I had seen at the event that we were at. So I'm like, okay, cool, she can come. So he FaceTimes her while I'm sucking his dick. And then he texts her and like, all right, you know, Jody said, you know, slad type shit. So she like, wait, she for real? Like, you know, and I'm like, yeah, tell her slad. Now he's thinking she not gonna come. I'm low key like, if I said slad, I think she's going to slide, because if a bitch tell me that they on their way, I've never had a situation where a motherfucker told me they was on their way and then not came. So I believed her. He didn't. She pulls up. Okay, cool. I show her where the bathroom at. She goes to the bathroom, whatever. Come in, butt ass naked. We gets right to it. What I love about my sex life is that I always feel like it is a very well put together, like, porn scene. Like, I really feel like I have porn star sex, and not in like a ghetto raunchy way, but like Zane sex. Like, literally the shit that you stand up until 2-3 o'clock in the morning, because there's a storyline. Like, there's a story here, and people are really fucking, not like on some, oh, they just lubed up and just pounding each other. Like, no, I have like great, like, I have really good sex. So I love that for me, right? So me and Shorty, we kissing, and we, you know, we're in our kind of like mode or whatever. Then it's funny, because when she first came in, the guy was asleep. He's asleep. He's laying there. He falling the fucking sleep. And I'm thinking, like, in my head, mind y'all, I'm sober. I am sober this entire time. Everything I'm telling y'all, this is all sober me. So I'm not drunk. I'm not intoxicated. I'm very well aware of everything that's going on. I think I'd only had maybe 2 shots the entire night. And I was twerking on the dance floor. So the liquor was gone. It was definitely gone. Now, I underestimated how drunk he was. I didn't know he was drunk. I thought he was cool. I thought he was, you know, it's kind of hard for me to tell. And even if I asked him, like, are you drunk? He would just lie and say no, because he definitely kept telling me, like, yeah, I'm sober. Like, I don't know. I should have knew that was some drunk shit to say, because that was a fucking lie. It was a fucking lie. And that's insane to me. And y'all want to, you know what? I need to stop taking what the fuck he say at face value anyways, because this is not the first time that he done told me he was sober and he done been drunk as fuck. Like, I don't know why the fuck I keep falling for this particular lie, because he'll tell me that he's sober, we'll fuck, and then later I'll find out that he's drunk as fuck, or we'll be in the middle of fucking and then he'll do some shit that lets me know that he's drunk. Like, wait, I thought you were sober. So yeah, That's beside the point. So he's falling asleep. We kissing and stuff like that. Then before she even got there, I pulled out my toys. Cause I'm like, all right, cool. Me and him was already fucking for like maybe 40 minutes or so. Then we stop. I'm like, all right, cool. Like, we could stop and just wait on her. I pull out my toys. I'm setting the mood. I turns on some music. I'm finna romance this bitch. Like, I'm ready. Okay, cool. I feel like as a woman, I know how to like make a woman feel welcome. And that brings me to a point that I want to make about how you motherfuckers that be wanting threesomes be treating y'all thirds. Y'all treat y'all thirds like shit. I'm glad I've had really good experiences, but I've heard horror stories about bitches and they niggas and how they want to fuck a bitch and kick her out and treat her rude and shit. Like, yeah, come on now. Yeah, like, that shit goofy as fuck and it's lame. I don't like it. And if you hate women, just say that, because any bitch that'll treat another bitch bogus, like, you're no different than a guy who will fuck somebody and put them out. Like, I don't like how women try to become the man in that situation and dog a female out. I don't like shit like that. Like, that shit, that's weird energy to me. But definitely, I want y'all to walk away with that. Like, when it comes to how you treat people that you have a sexual relationship with, you guys got to do better. You got to do better, because when you want to fuck somebody and then put them out, it just lets me know that you're not really a confident person when it comes to your sex game. Because why would you treat somebody like that? Like, why do you have to feel like you have more power over this person and put like, oh, nah, we going to slut her out and then we going to put her out type shit. I'm not saying that you should not slut people out, because there's definitely a moment where slutting someone out or the activity of slutting somebody out can be cool and it can be, you know, a great experience for everybody involved. But when it comes to aftercare, I'm super big on aftercare, and I'm just big on care anyways. Like, I want people to walk away from any sexual experience with me, especially if I fuck with you and I care about you. I want you to walk away feeling like, you know what? I want to experience that shit again. I want you to think about me like just random, like, damn, that was just a dope ass experience. I want to experience that again. Okay, cool. So back to the story. So me and her, I pulled out my toys. So I'm using my toys on her. She using the toys on me. I start squirting. She starts squirting. I'm sucking his dick. She eating me out. He switching both of us around. Like, the shit was fucking lit. Like, the shit was lit. And again, I'm sober, and y'all know how I tell y'all, like, once I'm kind of like activated and I'm in mode, I want to like keep going over and over again. So it wasn't enough that I squirted twice and that I came, you know, multiple times at this point. I'm over here like, all right, now I want to use this toy and now I want to do this. And this was probably there was one moment during the threesome which was my favorite moment, and I feel like now I am like the goat of threesome. So let me describe to y'all what the fuck was happening, right? So I am riding my partner, right? I'm riding him. So I'm on top, right? And she is in front of me. So she, like, basically, like, so she's, both of us is on top of him, but I'm riding him. So dick is in me, right? I got my dildo and I'm fucking her while I'm riding him. So I'm fucking both of them at the same time. And I'm like, I'm really the goat of this shit. So I'm really like, and I'm like really giving it to her, right? And I'm like, oh my God, like, I love this for me. But that also let me know, like, I've been saying for a while that I need a strap. That let me know right there that I really need a fucking strap, because I almost fucked my fucking wrist up, y'all. So I'm over here really like, so the toy had like this little like circle part, right? So I had that work for me. So I like had my fucking fingers like, all right, cool. And then I'm like doing like this and I'm like rotating it and shit like that, and I'm riding him at the same time and I'm just like doing this motion right here. I'm like, well, this shit is lit. And he like, you know, he got titties in his face and like, the shit was lit. I want to say we was probably fucking for like 2 hours. What felt like 2 hours, it probably wasn't a real 2 hours, but it felt like 2 hours. Y'all know how time be an illusion during sex. But that shit was lit. For me, that was like my moment where it was dope. And then what made it so dope too was that he was like cheering me on. He was cheering me on. He like, fuck her, fuck her. And I'm like, yeah, I'm fucking her. That shit was lit, y'all. That shit was lit. And like, it was just a lot going on. And again, I'm sober. I did anal that night. Like, I literally put this man dick in my ass that night too. Like, I'm like, what the fuck am I on? I didn't anal train or anything. That is not what I typically preach. I be telling y'all to anal train and shit like that. But that shit was lit. All I did, I'll tell y'all what I did. This is what made it an easy experience for me, right? Because remember I told y'all that you got to squat. You got to squat on the dick, right? And that's what I did. I made sure I squatted. But before I did that, I sucked his dick with coconut oil. So I made sure it was real lubricated, right? And then I took a little coconut oil. I rubbed it on my ass, like really made sure I lubricated my asshole up. Made sure I sucked his shit real good, super glossy. And then I sat on it like real. I eased on to it. And after you get past the tip, and then I sat all the way down, and then I heard him say, damn, you really got dick in your ass. I was like, yeah, I did it. Yay. And then I started ratting, y'all. I snapped. Not gonna hold y'all. I snapped. It was a very lit experience. And that, I wanna say, it damn near topped my other threesome experiences just because of all of the new shit that I was able to experience, which is kind of biased because it's like, I can't really compare apples to oranges. Like, this is like, I just tried a new fruit, y'all. I can't be like, oh, my favorite fruits have been, you know, Granny Smith apples for the past fucking 7 years, but now I got a taste of the strawberry, now it's my favorite. Like, you can't really, like, it's okay to like them both separately and in their own kind of like bubble. But I'm not mad at being the woman who controls the situation. I kind of like it. Like, I definitely look forward to coordinating more threesomes, not being the third. I had my experiences with being a third, and I can appreciate the role of the unicorn and being a third. However, a bitch graduated. A bitch has graduated to whereas now I'm the, like, I can be in a different position. So now it's like, all right, cool. I could play both roles. I can really switch and play, you know, play different positions. And I love that for me. So I'm actually looking forward to, one, having another threesome that I assist in the coordination. Because technically he set it up, but it was also through, you know, I had to make the approval, of course. But I liked that too. Like, I liked the, oh, I'm finna call her, what you think? And I was like, yeah. Definitely like that. And what's super funny is there was a moment where even we had even talked about putting on our clothes and like going back outside and going to find a bitch. So that would have been cool too. Actually, I think the next time I have a threesome, I think that's how I want it to be. I want to tell him, like, I want us to go to like a club or a bar and specifically go like find a chick and take her home. Like, I think that's how I want to do it. I think that's the next time. Yeah, I think that's what I'm gonna put on my bucket list, right? Because I really feel like And plus, like, I feel like a lot of women be checking me out and they be wanting to fuck with me anyways, but they be trying to, I don't know, like maybe do a temperature check or some shit like that. But I be picking up, like, bitches be fake gay though. They be fake gay, but don't, you can't play fake gay with me though, because I'm not playing. You can't be fake gay with me, because I'ma check your temperature. I'ma see if you really like that. And then now you gonna, you know, don't act weird, motherfucker. When I'm like, all right, cool, you wanna play gay? Like, show me how gay you is. You finna eat some pussy? Like, what the fuck is going on? Like, cause I'm fake gay, but I really do the gay shit. Like, I'm not fake gay and like, oh no, I'm not gonna do it. Like, no, I'm really gonna do some gay shit. So you can't be fake gay and not do the gay shit with me, because I'm gonna, like, what the fuck is we doing? Otherwise, get the fuck on. But that was super, like, I had a really good night. And I know that everyone involved had a really good night. So I love that for us. So I want you guys to walk away with, again, be mindful of how you treat people when it comes to the situation. Like I said, when I knew she was coming, I set the mood. I turned on some music. I pulled out a couple different toys. Like, it was a moment where I was, actually, it was a moment where my partner was fucking her. And I was like, kind of like rubbing his back, and I had like a feather, and I was like rubbing the feather on her. Like, just trash it. I'm an experimentalist, so I like doing like different shit or whatever. It was another moment where it was like, this was actually a dope moment too. Like, my partner was fucking her, and I picked up a water bottle, and I drank some of the water, and then like he over here doing like this, drinking the water. I'm like, this shit is low key lit. we're all having fun here. But, like I said, definitely top tier experience. If you guys have some good, interesting threesome experiences, feel free to send them to me. I'll bring them up as best I can on the show. I don't want to hear everybody's threesome story, but if there's something unique about your story, if you definitely think like, oh no, wait, I gotta tell Jody this, please tell me. I want to hear it. Whether I talk about it on the show or not, I still want to hear it, especially if you're on a Discord. Please feel free to drop your whole professional to me in the Discord. And that brings me to, we're going to close it out with a holy affirmation, a daily motivational, if you will. So I was thinking about my sex life earlier today, just kind of like, you know, reflecting. And I think the biggest mistake I made when it came to my sexuality is thinking that sex was a penetrative act that had to be done with someone else. That is a very one-sided way of viewing what sex is. And we've talked about this on the show multiple times. I think sex is imaginative, it's magical, it could be so many different things. And if you view it as this one small thing, you are limiting the pleasure that you could possibly feel. Like, you're limiting your ability to experience maximum pleasure. And I don't want to live like that. I don't want a sex life that is limited. I don't want a sex life that can be packed into this super small box. I don't want a vanilla sex life at all. I want a expansive, magical, imaginary, all-consuming, erotic, just, like, I want sex that every time I think about it, I just get, ooh, shit, I get chills up my spine. That, for me, I don't want to go months and months without having, like, a recent sex memory, right? Like, when you, I know me, I be driving my car, and then I'll randomly think about some shit that happened last week, and I'm like, oh, fuck! I want to, like, that should always be the case. I don't want to have to think back months and months ago about when my last amazing sexual experience was. I don't want to live a life like that. I want to live a pleasurable life, a life where even if penetration is involved or not, I can look at my sexual experiences and be like, oh, shit, just gave me chills. Like, it doesn't have to be with a partner necessarily. It could be with myself. So basically, my entire mindset was wrong. My entire mindset was wrong. And I had to really unlearn that mindset, because it was literally expressed in everything I did when it came to sex. Like, it reflected in how I engaged with men or even women. Like, it literally, that the way in which I viewed sex came out in a way that I learned sexual activities and a way I expressed myself sexually. And again, it was a very limiting way of viewing sex. If I had known sooner that sexuality was a spectrum, that sex was a spectrum, that there was more than you're either gay or you're straight. If I knew that it was more than that, I think I would have been exploring sooner. I hear a lot about women who, you know, had an experimental phase in college. I was afraid of the gay. Like, I didn't want, like, that's not something that I wanted. And I also measured me exploring my sexuality and my relationship to gayness. I viewed that as like, well, if I don't look at a woman and want to eat her pussy, then I can't be gay, right? But also, I didn't want to eat no pussy because I didn't want to be gay either. So it's like, what the fuck are we talking about here, right? But all of those were just limiting beliefs that, of course, had nothing to do with me. I didn't place them there. That was learned behavior, right? So growing up around people and me being told that, oh, you don't want to be like this or you don't want to be like that, all of that shaped how I view sex. So that is why, you know, the way in which I initially viewed sex was very limiting. Now, of course, I don't hold these beliefs anymore. Now that I've been able to reimagine and unlearn some of those negative views when it comes to sex, especially when it comes to shaming, I don't have to worry about that no more. Like, I really can make decisions that make sense for my sexual pleasure. I think if I had known these things sooner, I honestly would have masturbated more. The fact that I didn't start masturbating until after my 30th birthday is kind of, I was a late bloomer, guys. I really was. I was afraid of exploring my body. It took a lot for me to get to a point where I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to buy my first sex toy. Like, the toys that I would buy in earlier years before I turned 30 were not like self-pleasure masturbation toys. They would be like, oh, I'm gonna buy these handcuffs, or oh, I'm gonna buy, there were things that I would technically buy for the partner that I was seeing at the time to use on me. It was never about my pleasure. It was about, oh, let's try this freaky thing so that I can satisfy him. Had nothing to do with me. And again, that limiting one-way view of sex is what kind of inhibited me from exploring sexuality beyond that, right? I think that I would have been masturbating way earlier. I probably would have been masturbating for a long time had I started masturbating when I was a teenager instead of having sex. I think it probably would have took a while for me to let a boy touch me if I would have started just touching myself. I think that the takeaway here is that don't let anyone shame you for exploring pleasure on your terms, because a lot of us are exposed to things that the outcome becomes pleasure, but were they ever really on your terms? Let's think about that. Think about the things that you engaged in that, again, on the outcome ended up you being pleasure, but was that what you went into that experiencing or even intending, right? What were your sexual intentions when it came to that? So, I want you guys to go fuck yourselves. I really want you to go masturbate. Go pleasure yourselves. Like, go romance yourself. Go make love to yourself. And I'm telling you to do that because once you begin to tap into that energy, it becomes super easy to share that with someone else. And then now they can experience you at a heightened level of pleasure. So, Yeah. We gonna close the episode out on that. As always, if you like the episode, please leave a review. I get thousands of downloads a week. I need my reviews and my ratings to reflect that, guys. I look at the downloads, like I get like 5,000-6,000 downloads in a month. It means that you guys are listening, right? It means that you guys are listening. And I love you guys. Thank you. I get a lot of DMs. I need y'all to put that on Apple Podcasts, right? Because like 90% of y'all are listening on Apple anyway. So please, please, please. And thank you. Leave reviews. I love reviews. I love to read them. Definitely want to see some reviews in 2024 because I haven't really seen none drop in 2024. And yeah, the TV show, by the time this episode come out, I think the Never Ever Mets probably would have aired already. And if not, it's going to air on April 19th. So watch out for your girl on OWN. HBO Max, and I think it's part of like the Hulu subscription shit. So yeah, catch a girl on TV. And that's all I got for y'all. I'm out.
Before you go, I want to remind you to embrace your inner hoe. Thank you for tuning into Provocative, and don't forget to follow us on all streaming platforms. Happy hoeing. Provocative. Spelled with the word hoe because deep down, we all got some hoe in us. And this is your safe space to be unapologetically provocative.
Oh, is my ground too masculine?
You put the nigga in missionary. Yeah. The
what the fuck?
Because that shit is wild.